You've heard a little bit over the last few weeks about the Assyrians and how they ripped their victims into pieces in the most cruel ways. And they displayed their butchery for everyone to see. At this table, we remember the death of Jesus, the signs and symbols of the pieces of him, his broken body, his blood shed, the pieces of it here before us tonight. Do you remember the covenant ceremony that God instituted with Abraham? The solemn promise of good, where the two parties walked between butchered pieces of the animal. The promise where all the parties declared, "Let me be torn into pieces. Let my body be torn into pieces if I don't remain committed to you. I as your God, you as my people." Here at this table, we see the covenant fulfilled. Jesus, the Son of God, and God himself, torn in pieces to seal the covenant. He is so committed to you. He will let him be destroyed, himself be destroyed. He will let himself be the one torn into pieces so that you can be made whole. Our sins rang up a very high bill. Someone had to die. Jesus said, "Let it be me." So in this meal, we take bread in love. Jesus stood in our place in the body. And in this meal, we also take wine. Jesus, in love, his body bled and he died. And so when you take this supper, this is what you're saying. You're saying, "I broke the covenant, but Christ was broken for me. The covenant still stands. The Lord God is mine. I am his forever." So Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And we expect and we believe by faith that spiritually he is feeding us as we do this. If you have come to know God the Father through Jesus Christ his Son, by the work of the Holy Spirit applying this to your heart, changing you, giving you faith, giving you repentance, and if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you, come, take this his supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're here and you're not a Christian, we are very glad you're here. This is a privilege to us that you would be here among us. But we instruct you, don't take the supper. It's not for you. It's only for people that are in this covenant. But we invite you to stay, watch what we're doing, just take in the sights of it. This can also be a time for you to pray, if you want, to God. Bring your questions to him. Voice them to him. Now, let's pray together. Lord, make what we're doing to be real, as surely as it was real that Jesus Christ died for our sins and was raised for our justification and will come back again to judge the world, just as certain as those things are. Make this to be just as real. And we pray, Lord, that we would nurture and that you would nurture and that we would do all we can to improve the new life in us and that the Spirit would be working and renewing within us. Enable us to put to death the deeds of the flesh, the temptations that still hound us. Enable us to take up righteousness and goodness, to put to death all idols, to break them, to be willing to cut off the hand if it offends, to pluck out the eye if it offends. We pray, Lord, that you would encourage our hearts for those that are wounded, bring healing. Fill them with a sense, a great sense of your great love. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.